The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department of Dominican University of California. Hello and welcome to Blooming Rainbow, a podcast about the struggles and history of the LGBTQ plus community. And now your host, Stephanie Nunez. Hey guys, welcome back to week 3 of Blooming Rainbow. Thank you so much for joining me here today. Again, I am beyond grateful that you came back to listen. The way I structure my podcasts is probably very different from the way other people do it, because a lot of people, before they even start writing, have an outline of what they want to say and what they want to do for their segments. I don't do that. I just use the little option on Google Docs where you can talk and it types it up for you. And I do this because it's easier for me to read afterwards. Because if I typed everything out super formally and I spoke that way, it wouldn't reach the vibe that I want it to. It would feel very structured and dishonest in a way. Because I don't talk like that. I don't talk in a formal way. I talk like this. And maybe this is formal to some people, but you get all the side little thoughts that come up when I'm recording or just planning out the episode. I usually check in with myself and see how I'm feeling and what I'm in the mood to talk about. For example, last week, I really was not feeling in the mood to do research on the LGBTQ plus community. I just wanted to talk about my feelings because everything anyone has ever felt has already been felt before, I believe. And like Pitbull said, been there, done that. And I know my experience isn't a 100% unique experience, and I hope that you'll relate, or in a weird way, my bad moments might make you feel better about your life. That sounds really bad to say, but I know that it can be helpful at times, even if it is at my expense, I don't mind. And today, I also didn't feel in the mood to research history, or like this past week, as it's been rough. It's been a rough one, guys. And I just feel like being part of the community is so much more than that. You know, it's where we are now. And of course, we have to understand why we're able to do these things and why we have the freedom to do them and who we owe these freedoms to. But a lot of the times I feel that we get so hung up on trying to be perfect, trying to be the perfect role models of the community, and it's very draining sometimes. I don't know if that makes sense, but what I'm trying to say is I don't want to feel pressured into talking about something that I'm not passionate about. And I am passionate about LGBTQ plus history, don't get me wrong, but I believe that right now, this episode, the best way to connect with you, the listener, is to just be natural with it. I'm gonna be honest right now. I'm not feeling so great to the point where I could sit down, stare at a computer, and do research on things I already know and that perhaps you already know. And I don't want to assume that you know anything, but you know, a lot of the things that I remember from podcasts are the things that made me feel. And I like making people feel, because I think our feelings are very important, and many times we choose to hide away from them. And you might be wondering, well, I don't know how all of this connects back to LGBTQ plus community struggles, and this is what I came to listen to. And I get that. It's completely fine. I understand, and I just want to point out that it's not that I want to be lazy or want to neglect what my original purpose of this podcast was. And in a way, the story that I want to tell or what I want to talk about today does connect to the community, actually, because as someone who is a part of the community and is having issues because I'm a part of the community, I think that is connection enough. Anyway, the story or what I want to talk about today is just how hard it is to live as someone who can't come out. I've talked about this before, and I'm sure that it gets repetitive, but I feel that it is said so much that at this point, people just don't listen. If that makes sense, like, it's been said so many times that people are like, oh, okay, we get it, it's hard to come out, but they don't get it. Like, that's all they hear. They don't listen to the stories or other things, you know? And, like, exactly a month ago, my girlfriend and I broke up, and I see now that it was the best decision to make because I gave everything. I did absolutely everything, and I got none of that effort back. And I'm not saying you should do things in order for other people to give you anything back, but when you're in a relationship, it should be 50-50, and it wasn't for me. There was no effort there, and there was no thoughtfulness whatsoever. I know that if I wouldn't have been the ones setting up dates or activities or events or anything, we would have just gone to each other's houses, maybe watch a movie and just hung out. And while that may sound great for some people, so it was nice hanging out with her and just getting to be with her, but knowing that she wasn't going to go above and beyond for me as I was going above and beyond for her really hurt and really hurts, because she made me question if I was worth that, if I even deserved her bare minimum. And she gave me her bare minimum, and that hurts, because there were times where I literally had to beg for that bare minimum, and no one should feel like that. You shouldn't feel like that. It's an awful feeling to feel, and I'm happy that I am now only responsible for myself and for my own well-being. When we broke up, it almost felt relieving to do, as much as it hurts. I also felt myself losing myself in that relationship, not because she asked me to, but because I wanted to please her. She's a very outgoing person, and she DJs and stuff. She goes to school in the East, and she does a lot of parties, and she has gigs. So she would do all those things, and you know, things happen at parties. You do things at parties, partake in things, and that just really isn't my vibe. I'm not like that all the time. I'm not like her. I've always told her that we're very different. And I get worn out, honestly, after a day of hanging out with my friends. And it's not because I don't like them, because I do. I'm not built for that type of lifestyle. And she was. So when I came to college and I knew she was going to probably be doing stuff, I was pushing myself to do the same things here, you know, like at parties, and that just isn't me. And I know she never asked me to, but she also never asked me to plan dates. She never asked me to plan activities or to be thoughtful. But I did those things for her, because you do those things for a person that you love, and you do that for your person, and I just think that I shouldn't have had to ask either. But going back to what I was saying, I felt that I was losing myself to be like her and to please her and to be all the things that she likes, to be like the girls that she was around. And you know the old saying that if you lost someone but you found yourself, then you won. But it's hard to feel like I won when I still lost someone. And something my therapist told me was that I'm very good at explaining my emotions. I'm just not good at feeling them. And those are two very different things. You intellectualize your thoughts and you try to make it logical and you try to say, oh, well, I know that in the end it was for the best, so I shouldn't be sad about it. But that's wrong, and it's something so many people do. You probably do it as well. And it's okay to feel, because at the end of the day, this is what my therapist said, you still lost someone. And it's okay to feel sad over someone that you lost. This whole breakup thing makes me sadder, because sometimes all I just want to do is call my mom and just tell her why I'm not happy, why I'm sad, but I can't, because she doesn't even know that I dated this girl for a year. And it feels weird, because I feel that maybe it wouldn't be such a big deal if I did tell her, but I know that she would probably take it personally, and she would say something along the lines of, oh, well, I don't understand why you didn't trust me enough to tell me. And I'm just scared that she's gonna turn it around on me. And every situation is different, every case is different. Not everyone can go and tell their family that they're gay or that they identify as something other than what they were assigned to at birth. It just sucks, because the only people that I talk about this to are my friends and my therapist and my brother. And that's cool and all, but there's nothing like hearing your mom tell you that it's gonna be okay. And I just wish I could have that. I just wish I could go home and tell her and just hug her and have her hug me and tell me that it's gonna be okay. And I hope that one day maybe I can do that and maybe not have to tell her about this specific situation, but that we can just have talks about it and not be seen as something bad. And also, another thing about feelings is, don't feel bad about feeling, and don't feel bad about taking more time than another person to process. Don't feel bad over how you experience or are experiencing your feelings, if that makes sense. What I'm trying to say is, you gotta feel what you feel when you feel it. And you can feel it however you want to. That was a lot of feels. You get to cope as long as you're not hurting anyone. You get to cope however you want, however you see best fit for you. I tried to keep my mind off of it for a couple of days, even weeks, and I felt fine, but then it all came crashing down this last week, and now it's been a month. It's a month today. I mean, if we're being very specific, I'm writing this at 9:16 a.m., and we broke up at 1 p.m., roughly. But healing takes time, and I think eventually one day I'll be able to talk about it without feeling sad. It sucks because, this is gonna sound so stupid. She removed me from one of her social media things, which sounds like, it sounds super stupid, and it sounds like such a teenage thing to do, but it hurts even more when she specifically asked me not to do that. She asked me to not remove her off of everything because she still wanted to be a part of my life, which I shouldn't have even done in the first place because I did everything for her. I did things that took a lot of work for her, and why should I keep doing that even after the breakup? Because that's literally why we broke up. But that really hurt when I saw that, and it kind of solidifies that I made the right choice because I was just so tired. I remember when all of this happened, I texted my brother, and I've said this before in another episode, but it felt nice to have someone on my family's end to talk about this. Because I know that when I go home, I can talk about it in person, and it won't be this great big thing. I mean, it is to me. I just wish the whole thing and talking about coming out thing was taken more seriously by people who listen to that kind of stuff, or who listen to this podcast and maybe aren't gay themselves or questioning or anything. Because it really does take a toll on you. I sometimes forget about it, and I always push it to the back of my mind because it's a lot to deal with, and I never have really ever been emotionally strong enough to deal with it. But sometimes I think about it more and more, and it hurts so much knowing that my parents don't know, and it hurts that they might be disappointed in me, or like, it would absolutely destroy me if my mom told me that I wasn't allowed to talk about it when we went to family like functions and stuff. I just feel that my mom might be embarrassed or ashamed of me for what I am, and it just hurts knowing that there's people out there who think being gay or being a part of the community is a choice and that it makes you a bad person. I have no problem with being a part of the community, I'm cool with it, but it's not a choice that I made, because why would I want to be in a world, in a family that might hate me for it? Why would I want to hurt myself on purpose? I would just like for someone to explain that reasoning to me, please. And it hurts even more when you see people that don't support you mock gay people and say that it's a joke as a defense. And there are certainly people that I've met in my life that pretended to act as gay because it was funny to them, and then turn around and say that it's a sin and that people should not be that way. But it was funny 3 seconds ago, right? It was funny when you were doing it, but it's no longer funny, or it's no longer acceptable. When I do it, right? It hurts when things like that happen, and maybe we never really heal. Maybe we just learn to live in a new normal like COVID. COVID is crazy, man. It still is. It's wild. Sometimes I wonder that if me just talking is what I want to do for my podcast, but I know that podcasts that I listen to and that I enjoy the most are those that consist of people just talking about a topic. And I hope that I get better at it. But I like when the people that I'm listening to are vulnerable enough to put themselves out there. And I think I'm being vulnerable. And people may think I'm just putting my business out there for sympathy. And it's not that. That's not what I want to do, because I don't need sympathy. Which is kind of ironic for me to say, because I was just like, I wish I could talk to my mommy and she could tell me that everything's okay. But that's just because she doesn't know I'm gay, guys. I don't need stranger sympathy, I guess you could better say. I just want to be vulnerable because I feel that maybe people will get it if they see that there is a person with feelings behind their political stance. We're not just little statistics or letters on a sign. We're real people with real feelings and real emotions. And I know a lot of people say that words don't hurt, but words have meaning. Words quite literally run the world, along with money. The way we phrase things and the way we frame things is very important. And it can do a lot of damage with what we say and even with what we don't say. So let's try to be careful about that. Anyway, I'm going to wrap this up now. Conclusion, I feel sad. I am sad. Being gay is not easy, especially when your family doesn't know, when all you need is comfort from them. But it is what it is, and you will only reach full peacefulness once you reach it within yourself. Once you stop relying on others' validation, the world will completely change for you after that. I'm not there yet. I don't know if you're there yet, but we can go on this journey together. There's people outside of my dorm. I don't know if you heard that. That's it for today. Thank you for joining me, and I hope you have a good week. Be nice to people and be nice to yourself as well. Thank you.